It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Trevor and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
Oh my God. How great is that? We have
if you hear a little extra applause.
It's the clap. No.
Yeah, we have chicks galore today.
Oh my God, there's more.
Otherwise known as, well, posse galore.
That's posse? Like all of our names are galore. That'd be really funny.
Yes. Isn't it funny how somebody just already starts talking?
So today is our first annual all chick show.
Wow.
One of many to come. And we have gathered the best and the brightest in the business.
What business is that?
Yeah, that's
the business of being just fabulously hot, sexy, single women.
They are single, and they are beautiful.
Yeah, and yeah. We handpicked them.
Yes.
They had to...
Locally grown.
Locally grown, yes.
Organic.
Farm to table.
No GMO.
No preservatives, all natural.
Well,
USDA.
Let's not get it too deep into that,
okay.
Right?
So today, we're going to pretend Robbie's not here, but he is here, and we're going to ask the women questions that, well, we're going to be a fly on the wall, or rather you all are out in listening world, to hear what women really think and say and want, and I think this is going to be informative and fun.
We can only hope.
So, Robbie, what do you think about this moment, getting these women together?
I think that as you and I have discussed during the week, it's going to be a gab fest, and we have come up with a bunch of questions that we think are going to be interesting and provocative and provide the listeners with some hopefully tips and...
Tits
and comments, and we're going to have maybe some callers coming in and some emails we're going to read.
Is there anything that you don't know? Do you think you know it all?
I know nothing.
Do you think you know the mind of the woman?
Of course not. Never. You can never know that. That's a constant journey of learning.
Can I just make an observation?
No,
yes.
Not already.
When you guys are talking to each other, and I'm sitting here, it's like you guys are having sex, so it's really weird.
You look really in love.
I think it's hot.
We're sharing a mic. So,
we are, we are connecting. This is very important. So
we're usually not this close when we do the show, but
right.
Because we're sharing a mic today,
we are.
Sooner or later, we're going to go like this, closer,
we've shared
closer,
mics
closer,
before,
closer,
yes.
Closer.
It's kind of creepy, right?
Get a room.
All right.
Okay, so, without further ado, I think we should get this party started. There's a lot of hormonal energy in here. It is throbbing. It is hot. It's a little sweaty. Oh, that's just me, maybe. But I think we got a lot of ground to cover.
Where do we want to begin here? I mean, we're going to introduce just our bachelorettes, because
yes.
We're going to call them bachelorettes for protecting the anonymity of their real names and the many men that they all know. So, but because they're also bachelorettes, we are going to entice the men that are listening that are interested in hearing bachelorette number one, number two, number three, into possibly writing in and saying, you know what, I like number two. Can you possibly hook me up with her?
Or yes,
so that's a possibility.
That. There have
so
been some...
That may come out of this show.
There have been some mitzvahs
yes.
done being single.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened.
You never know.
And
it
so,
now.
Ladies, you know, loosen up. Maybe...
So things may happen and we don't know, but so let's introduce our, say hi, bachelorette number one.
Hello.
Bachelorette number two.
Hello.
Bachelor number three.
Hello there.
Oh. Okay.
Is that your sex voice? Yeah.
I've been on the Love Connection.
Have you really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in two.
She's
and two.
A seasoned pro.
So let's get to our, how about our first question?
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Do you have something else you want to set up?
No, I just wanted to make sure everybody, all our listeners understand what the dynamic is here. We've got three single women who, and this is going to be girl talk. They're going to pretend like nothing else exists and that thousands of people aren't listening to you. Okay, can you pretend that? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, good.
They will after today.
Right, okay. And we've got questions, burning questions that I know a lot of people want to know. The people want to know. Okay, first question for the ladies. Swallow or spit?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you going there? Really?
Unfucking believable.
Sound effect?
Slightly.
My God.
Okay, that's not really the first question. It was actually
the 12th question. God. I cannot lie.
I'll swallow if there's jewelry involved.
Oh, my God.
I did not say that.
Okay.
I did.
Bachelorette number one.
Really?
Depends how far the bathroom is.
We are not.
She's going to get so many calls.
Okay.
A nice tennis bracelet. You know, you never know.
Okay. Bachelorette number one. What is your perfect first date?
Perfect first date, dinner or drinks, really engaging conversation, lots of eye contact, and a kiss goodnight. And definitely, if the guy says, text me when you get home, that's a perfect date.
That's a good thing.
Because if he doesn't, he really doesn't give a shit, and that's a turnoff.
Do you like to be picked up, or do you like to meet at the wherever?
Oh, always. I meet somebody on a first date. I never let
you
anybody
know.
That's a very smart thing.
Never let anyone
don't
know.
Don't let anybody pick
and
you
what
up
if he doesn't pay for the valet parking? Is that a deal breaker?
Wow. Not a deal breaker. Just kind of shows that he's... a schnorr.
What if he does? What if he does? Don't make it so if he doesn't. If he does, it's a nice addition.
It's a bonus.
It's definitely a bonus. If the guy does, I think it's really nice. It's a bonus.
Because I've heard that. That's a complaint I've heard.
It's
he didn't pay for my parking.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's definitely classy if the guy.
All right.
Bachelor number two. Same question. Perfect date.
You know, a perfect date. The plan doesn't have to be perfect. The plan could be the worst plan in the world, but if you meet and there's a connection, it doesn't matter what you do. That's the perfect date.
Okay.
That was in 1968.
Yeah, boy, what a time capsule that was. All right, bachelorette number three.
Okay, so the one thing I don't like is to go for coffee because I think coffee makes people hyper and jittery, and it's not the best scenario for two people to kind of comfortably get to know each other.
Decaf.
That still has some caffeine. So I kind of agree with bachelor number two. It doesn't exactly matter what you do, but drinks, dinner, it's the connection. It's about laughing. It's about him being a gentleman. And just that spark, that je ne sais quoi that you have that makes it a good date. And then if he does pay for valet, that is a bonus. And that just shows he's considerate. And he thinks like that, and that's something I think girls value and look for.
Absolutely.
What about a kiss? Do you want one on the cheek? Would that make you feel better that he's a gentleman, or?
Oh, no, if the chemistry's that good, I'd honor it.
I would. I want to know right away if they're a good kisser.
Not me. Okay. I like to wait. I like a lot of foreplay.
Okay.
I can I add my two cents? I like to kiss on the cheek. It was to me that was like no matter even if the chemistry was just off the charts.
You're giving or getting.
I have a
kiss.
Bad one though.
If he kissed me on the cheek, I like that.
The bad one.
How about if he asks you? Can
yes.
I kiss
oh,
you
yes.
on the lip?
I don't like that.
I
like that.
And somebody once kissed me on my head, on the top of my head.
That bugged you.
Like I was a child.
Yeah. Yes.
That was creepy.
And how was the second date?
There was no second.
Wow. All right.
You're
tough.
Can I?
Go ahead.
I said 1968.
Okay, so now that you are dating somebody for the first, and somebody new, when's the right time to have sex with this person? Somebody new. Bachelorette number one?
Let's go to number two.
Oh, really? Okay, number two.
Because it's been since 1968.
So. Cowboy.
I have a Swiffer.
And then...
Any day now.
I don't know that you can say which date. I think it's just organic. If you feel it.
I'm sorry.
And he lives out of town.
You must expedite.
Okay. Or he has a disease and you want to make him happy.
Huh?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
God, you guys are going to cry.
Well, are you going to give us a serious answer or no?
No, I was serious.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Bachelorette number three. How many dates in do you give it up?
Well, I mean, as we all know, the standard is three, and that's kind of what everyone feels is okay. I definitely like to wait, not the first one, because I will kiss and I will heavy pet, but I'm still getting to know the person, and I think it's better if we both kind of wait, and they usually don't have a problem. I would say two or three, whatever feels right.
Yeah.
And I have to know that you've been talking, you know he says what he does. He says what he does and he does what he says. I'm not going to do it on date number two. If he says he's going to call and he hasn't, it's all leading up to that.
You know also why it's really good to wait a few days is because you can have, and I've had this experience, you can have a date and it seems like it's the most perfect date. And the second date, it's like,
Who are you this time?
What happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a twin brother and you're the twin. Like, it's amazing. So... then you would be happy that you didn't sleep with that person.
I agree with Bachelorette number two. And I think that you should never do it on the first date, ever. That's my opinion. And I don't even think the second or the third. It just really depends. I like to know what I'm getting myself into because of previous bipolar people. But just kidding, not really. Anyways, I just think it's really important to get to know the person and know their intentions, and I don't want to sleep with someone unless I'm going to be monogamous with them. And, you know, for all of those guys that are online and girls that are online, I think it's important to have that discussion that you should both go offline if you're serious about sleeping together.
And okay. Do we have time for
going
to break?
We're going to go to break now.
Okay.
And we are going to be back with our lovely
round table,
and Trev and I will be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7. Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Trevor and Robbie Sharp. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, trevaandrobbie@dunbeingsingle.com. Now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses, Treva and Robbie Sharp.
That's us after the show. Okay.
All right, so.
But we're doing good.
We have to keep these women from talking about all the good stuff during the breaks.
Oh, the break is good.
Wow.
Shit has happened during the breaks.
It's getting juicy.
Save it for the show, ladies.
Okay, so we left off. We were talking about when to give it up, right? And here's my question. So you give it up. How do you know? There are no guarantees.
There's something about that phrase also, giving it up. It's not right.
Okay. So you have sex.
I don't have a new phrase, but
how about being intimate?
You are intimate. Yeah. And it's a leap of faith, really.
You could date 2 months and then finally sleep together, and then that you both decide this isn't working.
Right.
So that's what you're saying. It's like you wait all that time, you've wasted 2 months when it could have been 3 dates.
However, on the other side, what if you wait and you really, really love that person, or it's nearing that, and then you sleep together for the first time and it's really not good?
Oh, God.
I hate
Then you kind of wish that you had done it sooner and then parted ways.
Well, can we ask from the male, the only male in the room? Do you think a guy, you know, loses any respect, or we're past that phase in life?
Absolutely. You do not want to sleep with a woman on a first date. Because if you do, if she does with you, then what is to make you think that she's not doing that with every other first date she's ever been on? And am I special? No, I'm not really special. I'm just a date. And if she was willing to give it up, for lack of a better term, with me on the first date, then, I mean, of course, I would understand. But
you're so forgiving.
Well, but I think that's not something that I would really. I don't know if I want to call her and have a second date. It doesn't. I like a challenge.
There's no
I like
mystery.
A chase.
There's
I
no. Will, there's
yes.
nothing.
So what would you say? 3, 4?
No, I never put a number on that. That to me is a ridiculous thing. So in a way, it's when it's nice, organic, mutual, for me, and I may be unusual in that regard because. But I don't care. I would never want to rush it. I'm not pulling or being pushed or whatever. It has to be just a mutual thing.
But I have heard of people who on the first night, it was just like,
yeah,
and they were together and that was it.
One of my longest relationships, first night.
Wow.
You
two,
see, I...
2 weeks.
He's so funny.
And there they go.
That was okay.
Okay. Are you having fun with your sound effects?
Yes. He loves them. 10-year-old Robbie. We have a friend who got married, had sex on the first date, and ended up marrying her.
See?
It can happen.
It's
not as common, let's just say. You know, it's like, that's a nice story.
And as a guy, you're the guy, so haven't you ever slept with somebody that you've waited, and then you wish you didn't wait because it was not good?
Oh, boy.
Like, remember that girl?
which... Girl, no,
it's
not good, but I waited and I let. Oh, there were reasons why it wasn't good. Okay, so that's going to bring us to another topic eventually that we're going to get to in this program.
The hygiene,
hygiene. So let's just get there right now. So so you're bringing up a thing that where we did wait. And
Not we.
Get that straight.
We, meaning her and I, did wait, and then unfortunately, when I got there, it was and it was not really as delectable as I was hoping. And but you kind of, I am forgiving, and then it was the next time that made me realize, it's not gonna happen. So that is something. So let's talk about hygiene,
guy
and grooming.
Deal breaker then.
That's a guy deal breaker. For me, that was a deal breaker.
But did you say something to her?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I think I did.
Wow. Because some things are fixable.
And
was she able to fix it?
She let me know.
Oh, God. Some aren't fixable.
Well, she let me know
pH
that she
issue.
Went.
Men
she
too.
Go, exactly. There was an imbalance in her blood.
Her
in
pH.
Her blood or whatever. It's cells. And so that caused, and then she complimented me by saying I have very good senses.
Oh, God.
Which is something I think her gynecologist told her as well. So
you do.
Too good.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I often say, stop whiffing your wife.
But that's not down there. That's other places.
Okay, TMI.
Okay, great. My lover.
You don't know our show? It's called TMI. Okay, so, I need to ask Bachelorette number one something. Okay, so I know you do a lot of online dating. Mm-hmm. At what point do you say, all right, everybody get offline. Now let's... Do you say it's time to, you know, shut your account down or whatever you do? Or is it a mutual decision?
Absolutely mutual. It has to be mutual.
And do you talk about it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But in my experience, it's really weird. I've had guys after like one or two dates saying, I'm done. I don't want to be online and I want you to take your profile down. And I've made the mistake of doing that more than once. And then it was a disaster because they weren't right for me. So I'm being a lot more careful from my experience. But definitely, I mean, if I'm going to be intimate with somebody, I don't want them online and I don't want to be online. I think it's really important.
Okay. But I think it's also very important that you withhold getting off that site until there is more of a commitment. And it's okay. Can you hide your profile?
Yeah, you can hide it. Absolutely.
Okay.
But 100%.
Yeah, I don't think you should until you know that there's something reciprocal and mutual.
Absolutely.
Between two of you.
And the communication is so important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Manscaping.
Wait, you're jumping.
Why?
You're not giving everybody a chance to ask the same question.
I don't know. Do you guys online date? I don't think you do.
I don't really care if they take their profile down. It's all in the actions. It's like, I'll leave mine, they'll leave his, and we're together. I'm not going to worry about that. That's already being paranoid and doing all that. If he likes me and I like him, it's just going to happen, and then we'll eventually both go off. But I'm not going to spend all that time to take it off and put it back on. That's too much work.
I'll take question number two.
Okay. Manscaping question for Bachelorette number two.
Okay.
How much hair down there do you mind? Is it a thing? Do you like no hair anywhere? Back hair?
I think there's a fine line between being a bear and a porcupine.
And okay. Suddenly things turned ugly.
I agree. I think it's disgusting when they're a bear. It's gross.
Bear where?
There.
Down there?
Yeah.
Your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the bear?
What about back hair, chest hair? Bachelorette number three?
Yeah, I've kind of always been into like the blonde, blue eye, Roger Daltrey kind of hairless man. It's just, I'm attracted to that. Unfortunately, it's limiting because there's a lot of people with a lot of hair, especially where we live.
And especially there. But I think chest hair is a turn off to me. I don't like.
I love chest hair.
You could have one.
I love chest hair.
I can't.
I like chest hair. And I
especially when it pokes out of the shirt.
Oh God.
Ew.
Vomit. what about trimming it down?
Yeah, trimming.
I don't like hairy backs.
I don't like hairy really anything.
I'm not going to ask for a hairy back in my profile. Like if you have a hairy back, call me.
Have hairy back.
It will increase your chances.
And I'm not going to say, it's not a deal breaker.
Okay.
I think people should just really take care of themselves and groom themselves.
All right, so how about female grooming? And
oh, yeah.
What's the question?
How much hair is down there?
You just want to know
that. Asking about
I don't
hair?
Want, I don't need to know. I you know, I have a sense that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we all take care of ourselves down there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right.
No, I'm just totally gross. What am I going to say?
I don't know. I mean, look, I just got my first Brazilian last year, so I'm sort of new to the whole thing.
Did you like it?
It was a little weird. I felt a little prepubescent when I, you know, I looked down at it. But, you know, I guess it grows in better, you know, when you take it all off. Is that fair to say? I think you should have.
I don't understand why people even wax. If you go and have laser, it just doesn't come back. So why wouldn't you do that?
Because I just haven't done that yet.
She's just not.
Okay, I'm the moderator. Stop asking me questions.
Give her the name of your laser person. Okay. We're going to go to a break. We have about 30 seconds. So anything else you want to add to this story?
Okay, yeah.
How about, you know, if a guy was hairless, I mean, if his manscaping was to the point where it's, you know, he...
That's no.
Okay. Is that
no.
Okay? Oh, we have one. Okay.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
That's like porn star.
Fine,
I don't like that.
We got two fines.
Baby seal.
Yeah. Baby seal.
What's wrong with seals?
No. It's gotta be. It's gotta be normal, you guys. I mean, you know,
almost everybody.
You gotta have a little normalcy down
okay.
there.
Okay. Well, on that note, we are gonna go to break.
Okay.
And we'll come back with more titillating conversation.
Yes.
With our group.
Operative
so
word
we'll be right back.
Okay.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Trevor and Robbie Sharp. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, TrevaandRobbie@DoneBeingSingle.com. And now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Trevor and Robbie Sharp.
Okay,
we're back.
Here's a question for Bachelorette, all of you guys, but here we go. I love it when a man blank. Bachelorette number one. I love it when a man pursues me.
Okay. Can make me laugh.
Get me excited.
Hello.
Emotionally.
In bed.
Okay.
That's I think Trevor's grading us.
Yes.
That was all you got A's on that answer, everybody. Hey. Okay, sort of a segue from that question. If you could clue men in on sex, what advice would you give them, Bachelorette number three?
You know, I think kind of women are like cats. They need like some fondling and some like caressing, and like Bachelor number two said, foreplay is really important, and good kissing, and it all starts with a wonderful kiss, and then, you know, just don't go from A to C. There is a B in there, okay, people? Spend some time on B.
Slow.
I agree. Kissing is so important, because if the kissing's not there, I'm not going to get turned on, and it's just not going to happen.
Okay, good. Do we have a caller?
We do have a caller.
We have a caller.
We have a Bill. Are you on the line?
Yes, hello, I Bill. Am.
Bill, how are you?
Hi, Bill.
Good, thanks. How are you?
We are doing great. What is your question?
So my question, not to offend anybody, but is whether or not it is a good idea to be friends with benefits, especially after being in an exclusive dating relationship.
With
so
that
the
person?
Exclusivity ends, and it's almost like an occasional or weaning off process. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
All right, great question.
Bachelor number three.
I don't have any objection to it. I think as you're searching for that one to become exclusive with and to have a meaningful relationship, it's okay to go where you've once been. And if you both are on the same footing, I don't see a problem. So I'm all in for friends with benefit.
Oh, bachelorette number one?
I disagree. Okay. When I'm done, and that's it. Yes, if I'm in an exclusive relationship with somebody,
you can't go backwards.
I don't want to. I don't want to backpedal. I want to just
move
on.
I know I'm stuck in the 70s.
I want to have a new beginning.
All right, next question. Okay. Bill, thank you for that. What's your feelings, Bill?
I think it can work for a while.
Okay.
But ultimately it's not a good long-term thing, probably, for being able to move on.
Exactly. If you wanted to move on, it is not a good thing.
No, and it's
keeps you
it's really
that.
Counterproductive. Actually.
I think somebody ends up getting hurt that way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because you're not sharing the same goals, and that's the ultimate goal.
Unless
right?
the goals
no,
are...
No, there are no goals.
Unless there are no goals.
All right, Bill, thank you so much for the call.
Bye, Bill.
Yes. Thank you.
Wait.
Call me.
Oh, okay.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey?
Okay. All right. So next question is, can I ask this one? Being honest online in your profiles, are you honest? Or do you
no.
want honesty? Do you expect honesty in others? But are you disappointed when that is not the case? So tell me, you know, what is the protocol here?
I think people should be upfront and honest right off the bat. And, like, I fudge my age by 2 years. I'm 51, and most guys stop their search at 49. But I disclose it in the first conversation.
Do you disclose it? Okay, so
why
don't you disclose it in your profile, but without disclosing it in your search criteria?
I do most of the time, but if there's only 300 characters.
Yeah, 2 years. We got girls going 2 years. We're talking 12 years over here.
I look easily 10 years younger than I am,
yes.
Okay? So I could really say 39, but I would never, never do that.
Okay.
But I disclose it in some profiles if there's enough characters. But because I don't want to use up all my characters, you know.
Okay.
But
By being honest.
But I disclose it in my first conversation. Absolutely.
All right, number two.
On my profile, I am 102. So I'm not lying.
She looks great.
You're
by
not
way.
Lying.
Very well preserved.
But no, if they're lying, that's bad. That's just a sign. There's more
but,
to come.
Well,
goes both ways.
It does go both ways because there's going to be that time when you're eventually going to have to be honest. And they're going to say, well, you kind of duped me into, you know, getting together with you. I thought I was going to be dating somebody that was 12 years younger.
I think
you find out early on, too. If that's going to bother them, they're not the right person anyway.
Well, but then there's dishonesty that
I think
every day, if we counted.
Someone's going to say 102.
No, that's going the other way, but okay.
I think that you just get over it, and then when you meet, it doesn't really matter ages, unless, you know, like he's 90. But I think everybody every day says so many white lies. That's just one of many.
What about a current picture?
You know, I was just thinking.
That I think
you need a current picture. Yeah. You should not be having a picture.
This is something I don't understand. What I've noticed is women always do their most flattering pictures. Why is it that men's profiles, they always do this, they do whatever they think is the most flattering profile, and it's usually them standing in front of their stupid car.
No, in the bathroom.
Yeah, or in the bathroom. But then they always do a picture of themselves like when they were in their 20s. Do you notice that?
So we can,
why?
You know, be, so we know that they were once very hot.
I think that's exactly
a woman would never, ever do that.
Never.
And I think no. That's so amusing.
No. And in fact, I know a guy who met a girl for dinner, and he had been sick of this happening. And when she showed up, he said to her, "You don't look anything like your pictures. Why are those pictures 20 years old?" He goes, "That's not cool." And he left her high and dry.
I know someone who did that too.
Yeah.
Just, my ex-husband did that to somebody.
So I think pictures, you got to be real careful, because yes, that's really false advertising.
Okay. But here's the other thing that happens is usually before you date, before you actually meet, you meet online first, and then you have some kind of texting or conversation. So they get your information. Then once they get their information, then they get your Instagram, then they get your Facebook. They really know what you look like. You really can't hide anymore.
I agree.
Do you think technology is killing romance?
Absolutely.
100%.
I do.
I do.
Because options, okay, it's really hard to meet someone organically out, like, you know, as you get a little more mature. But there's such a plethora that it's like
Disposable.
It's like, next. It's like there's, and then what about when you go to a bar? Instead of conversing with your neighbor, people just play with themselves on their phone.
They play with themselves?
They do. They entertain themselves. In elevators, somebody used to say hello. They don't even say hello anymore.
Everyone's looking down
you on
at
that.
Their phone.
Yes. Yes. I really believe it is killing romance.
It's killing communication.
I do.
I feel sorry for the future.
I also,
children.
You know, I want to remind people what life was like before technology. And you had someone you wanted to fix up or went on a blind date. You didn't have the benefit of pictures. You didn't have Facebook.
It was
blind. Didn't have Google. Truly blind. And there was something, the element of surprise I found was a little delightful. And I think that's missing nowadays because people judge too quickly. Mm-hmm. Well, what's, is she on Facebook? Well, what's her name? Is she on, you know, and then what? What if they don't like what he looks like? And then it's, do you, you know?
Yeah, they don't even give him a chance.
No chance.
I don't know. I think I feel the other way because you get to a certain point where you kind of have a sense of what you like and what you're attracted to. And my time, I don't like to date a lot. So my time is worth a lot to me. So if I know ahead of time, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but maybe you wouldn't have liked his look, but once you met, he had that quality that sparked you. I mean, you just don't know. You don't know until you meet. That's why I tell people, don't spend 2 months texting and developing this deep bond, because you can meet in 5 minutes and boom. If there's nothing, you can't make it and you've wasted 2 months.
I agree with that. I mean, I had a blind date years and years ago before phones and pictures and internet, and a friend of a friend introduced me, and I swear when I opened the door, I wanted to kill my friend because he was so not my type. But we went out, and he made me laugh. We had the best conversation. We had the best time. And then when we got home, my friend called me while he was there and said, "So, you know, how's it going? Did you guys kiss?" And I said, "No, that's not going to happen. I'm just about to walk him to the door." I wanted him to know. It's not going to happen. Sorry, dude. And he pushed me up against the wall and started kissing me, and I thought I was going to die. And we ended up, we were together for a year and a half.
You mean die in a good way?
I mean die like, oh my God, this guy is the best fucking kisser. Oops, my life is a fucking
yes.
Yes.
Anyways, so, you know, you never know.
You never
and
know.
He wasn't my type.
You were
but,
willing to
and
throw him back.
And that was a blind date.
Because he was
and
aggressive.
It was a blind date, no picture.
Does his name start with J?
No.
No, ew, not him. No.
But not a message for men on the first date to be throwing you up against the wall.
No.
Well,
it was pretty
it
hot
is
and passionate.
For Bachelorette number one, though. So some women do respond and favorably to that.
I was really young. I wasn't used to it.
Okay, so another question is, what are deal breakers for you? And just give me something very brief that is a deal breaker for you, whether it's on a first date that makes you realize, ugh, this is not somebody I can go out with again.
Somebody that only Ubers that doesn't have a car.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
That's pretty bad. Oh,
no, they only Uber.
They don't own a car.
They don't own a car. That's all right. But, all right, I understand that.
Because I think you want mobility. You want to know you can go places and not always rely.
What if you live in New York City and a lot of people don't have cars?
That's different.
I don't live in New York City. You asked me what my deal breaker is.
But some of our listeners do.
What about a divorced guy who's divorced and still lives at home?
Oh, absolutely not.
But in another room, in another part of the house.
With his ex-wife.
Yes. Okay. Turn off. Deal
okay.
breaker.
All right.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
All right. Okay. Give me some more.
I think somebody who just is flaky and does not follow their word. They make promises, and, you know, they promise the moon, and they deliver an atlas.
But you're not going to know that necessarily on the first date.
No.
But deal breaker is that you're going to dinner your first night, and their phone is up.
Yes.
Yeah, and next to their plate.
Yes. No phones.
Deal breaker, bad kissers, and people that are not consistent.
Okay. Chronic texters.
Yes.
On your date.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big
deal. I say, you know what? When we're at dinner, no phone zone.
What about texting you in lieu of phone calls?
Deal breaker.
Guys that text all the time.
I got to say that something's wrong. You need a combination.
Right. Texting is cute during the day when you're sending cute, maybe even sexy texts. You know, something so you know they're thinking about you.
But at night, you want the real thing, the voice.
Yeah. 100%.
It's a good name for a show, The Boys.
Okay.
It's been taken.
I think that we are going to our last break.
Okay.
And,
do we have to?
I think we...
All right, let's break.
We have 30 seconds, so...
We have an email.
We have an email, but it's not going to last.
Okay.
So we're going to have to hit that.
Okay. Is it for me?
yeah. Dear Bachelorette number two.
All right. Yeah, they're coming in already fast. So we are going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with our great guests.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up? What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you. Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
And now back to Done Being Single with Married Couple and Dating Ass Kickers, Treva and Robbie Scharf.
That's right. Bend over. You're going to get it. Okay. We got an email.
Yes.
Okay. It says, this is from a guy, I'm over online dating. I cyber-dated 8 years ago and didn't like the feeling of checking in, messages, and being in that environment while I was meeting others who were doing the same. So I left, frustrated and wanting to meet organically. What are your thoughts? Must I date online?
No, but you better leave the house.
She's not going to show up at your door.
Okay, so
Bachelorette number three, because you've been saying this a little bit during the hour, Where, if you could tell guys right now, okay, Trader Joe's, do a service to mankind right now, what would you tell them, how to meet women, where to meet women, where should they go?
Well, I think the man, there seems to be less of them that go out. I think girls have posses, and they develop friendships much more intensely, and men tend to be more loners. Therefore, women go out a lot with their groups. So a guy has an advantage because he can go out, he can go to a bar, sit down, and just don't be on that phone and strike up conversations. It's so easy. I mean, it's easy for him.
Give us some places.
Hey. Oh. Get a dog. Go to the dog park.
All right, that's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Or a sport. Like if you love hiking, then join a hiking group. If you like skiing, join a skiing group. It's your hobbies. And the other key is go on 100 dates. You need to make an effort. And out of 100 dates, you will click with somebody.
All right.
I agree. I think that if you don't do the online thing, as much as I'd love to meet somebody organically at Trader Joe's or the dog park, I think it's important to go on, you know, either Bumble or whatever site, because randomly you could meet somebody who lives down the street that you would never know, or you could meet somebody out of town if you're bumbling while you're out of town and you happen to meet somebody that you would never, ever, ever meet. So you never know. I think that you have to take your chances and
do both. I think a combo is important. You need to physically go out there, but also there's some girls that might never go to Trader Joe's or the dog park or the bar. And then you could be the match and she's shy like you. And, you know, you'll meet that way online. So don't give up the faith.
Yeah.
To our emailer.
No, I would say the same.
You've got to
get out. Yes. And especially what I said about technology just being a romance killer, which I do believe. You've got to get out. You've got to get out, make eye contact, smile,
flirt,
strike up a conversation.
Okay.
Yes.
Better, business relationships, relationships at work. Frown.
I think it's a bad idea.
Bad idea? Yeah. Good idea?
I think those days are over. Every man is afraid, and for good reason. So I think that's not office romance are going to be on the decline, for sure. Yeah. Take a letter, Maria. Not anymore.
B.W. Stevenson, thanks you.
I love that song.
Me too. All right. Anyone else?
No, I don't think you should shit where you eat.
No, I agree with Trevor.
Okay. No, it can't go well at all. It just can't.
Next question.
Okay. your biggest frustrations with men?
There aren't any.
Men are frustrations.
I think...
How much time do you have?
Yeah, I just think there's such a plethora of women. This is something I wanted to share. A lot of these men get married when they're young, and they're kind of the nerds of the high school. And they get married, and they're married 20, 25 years. Then they get divorced, and all of a sudden they come out, and they're getting so much attention, and there's so much variety that they become full of themselves. And they're like, oh, my God, I can have, like, 7 hot girls. I couldn't even get one when I was in high school. So they get very egocentric, and they don't take the time to really meet and develop because they have such varietal that they're going to, you know what, she bugged me, she didn't wear the right outfit, or she ordered something expensive next. So I really think that men are very spoiled, and they don't work as hard as they used to.
I'm going to add something to that. What's even more gross is those guys that were married for 20 to 25 years that are 55, 60, that want to date someone half their age. And I see a lot of that. And then, you know, even though I look a lot younger than I am, it makes me not want to go out with that person because I feel like, how can I compare to a 25 or 30-year-old?
You're always going to want to be, you feel like they're always going to want to trade you in.
Yep.
They're doing it for their ego because they can do it.
I agree. Major turnoff.
Question?
No, we're going to be wrapping up the show shortly.
All right, this is a little thought-provoking here, okay? We're going to go a little deep. What's the thing that hurts your feelings most being single and dating? The thing that hurts your feelings most?
I think...
being rejected.
I think just having a lot to offer and, you know, maybe being the total package and not being able to find somebody in my criteria that I want to share my life with, because there's so many flakes. There's so many guys that are non-committal.
Dysfunctional.
Jerks.
Bipolar.
Yeah. No, oh, big time. So I think, you know, it's just like you wonder, like, am I ever going to find that person?
Do you think, Bachelorette number two, that being that too telling. Picky is...
it's not that
is
I
Is that
am.
Your boner killer?
Is that my boner killer?
Yeah, yeah.
Boner shrinker.
Because you're so picky that you can't...
No, I still have a boner.
Okay.
It's just that I have, there's so much in my life that I'm appreciative of and that I do that I'm not, it's not like I'm out looking like I used to be, like let's say in my 30s. It's not as important. And when I meet somebody, it's going to be because there's chemistry and it's just feels right. And so I believe at some point that will happen. So,
okay.
I'm not sad.
What's your biggest insecurity? One word answer. Your biggest insecurity.
Never finding the one.
Number two.
I don't have an insecurity about that.
Okay.
Growing old alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to be alone when I get old. I want to have my partner.
Okay. And if you were to be single forever, would you be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Neither.
Yeah, okay.
I think you will all find
somebody. I think so, especially after today.
Yeah.
The offers are going to come.
Call me.
All right. So we will let you know of people that are responding. And
no one responds
okay,
without
so,
a picture.
Okay, so takeaways. True. So let's assume we've got a lot of men listening. What would you like them to know?
Tip of the week.
Okay, yeah.
Did you say tit of the week?
No, but we've got quite a selection in this room, I got to tell you. Go ahead. Let's hear something.
Hashtag
takeaway.
Too.
Okay.
I think that guys should, learn how to pursue someone and not be a jerk and not send dick pics.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Hurry, we got 30 seconds.
Just being upfront and honest. Period. No games.
Being chivalrous and a gentleman and have good follow through and give it a chance.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bachelorettes 1, 2, and 3. You're all beautiful.
Really beautiful.
Involved, and we had a wonderful time.
They're all single. They're all available. Yes. They're smart. They're funny. They're sexy.
Except for Monday through Friday.
Okay.
What's the number they should call?
And stay consistent. Consistency is key.
Yeah.
Get to Trevin
Robbie. If you're at all interested.
At dunbeingsingle.com.
Trevin Robbie at dunbeingsingle.com.
And we are going to be here next week.
Yeah. Next week, we are going to crack the man code.
Ooh. What the hell does that mean?
Just trust me.
All right.
Just
good.
Go with me on this, okay?
As I always do.
Can I write some questions?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And we had a great time today, and we just...
It was a gas. It was a stone gas.
Dig it in the gas. It's a grass, baby. Can you dig it?
All right. So we will see everybody next week. Everybody have a great week.
Thanks for listening this week to Done Being Single. Join Trevor and Robbie Sharp every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you next week on Done Being Single.